The following is a special sports presentation of the Cincinnati Bengals.
The Orange and Black returns to the jungle and goes primetime as the Houston Texans come to the Queen City for Thursday Night Football. We'll delve into the matchup next on Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis.
Hi again, everybody. Greetings from Studio B, and welcome to Bengals Weekly with head coach Marvin Lewis. I'm Dan Horde. He's Dave Lapham, and this week it's Thursday Night Football as the Bengals host the Houston Texans. Coach, you are looking to bounce back from a subpar opener against the Baltimore Ravens. We have seen you do that before. What do you stress to your players in the immediate aftermath of a game like that?
Well, I think, number one, it's let's make sure we accentuate everything that was positive. Let's fortify it, bolster it. And let's go through and take a critical eye and take a critical look at things we got to do better and make the adjustments that we have to have happen, understand how critical each and every play and your technique within the play is.
You get Adam Jones back this week. What does he mean on the field and also in terms of his competitive fire?
Well, he brings a lot of competitive fire that way. He'll give us another defensive back as we rotate through and so forth. So he missed basically a week. We didn't play Adam quite as much this preseason, so we could get William Jackson ready to go and Darqueze Dennard. So we tried to make sure those guys got enough snaps. And so really for Adam, we're gonna have to work his way back into it a little bit because he hasn't had as many snaps in games as the other players have now. He's had plenty of practice reps, we know.
Their Pro Bowl left tackle is holding out. They had issues in their offensive line, gave up 10 sacks in a football game. It's kind of a quarterback uncertainty now. I mean, this is a game, short week, they have to travel. This is a game where you can maybe just get after them a little bit.
Well, we got to understand, they're going to make the same corrections we are, fortify the same things like we are. So we got to understand, we got to play us and do us. That's most important. We did a lot of good things defensively, and we got to stay true to that. We gave up an explosive play, which is the other thing we can't do against the Ravens, and we can't give up any explosive plays this week. This game is going to be close to the vest as well, and we've got to understand that going into it.
Houston turned a rookie quarterback, Deshaun Watson, in the second half last week, 12th pick in the draft. How'd he look?
Well, I thought he was deliberate with the football. He has an idea. He's played a lot this preseason. They got him in comfortable situations. He ran around a little bit, which we got to be conscious of that. So that's the other thing. We can't be hesitant as rushers, but we got to understand we got to keep eyes on the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, that kid is obviously a winner. I mean, it seemed like in the draft they drafted productivity in their college career as well as character, and he fits that equation pretty
well.
Yeah,
he's wheeled Clemson to the national championship game 2 years in a row. And, he's is a football fan and a fan of the program there at Clemson and Dabo down there. What he's meant to that program and is incredible. And you got to take your hat off to him.
The Texans have J.J. Watt back this year after missing most of last season. You faced him many times before. What impresses you most about that guy?
In fact, he's relentless, plays very, very hard. He fuels the rest of their football team, how hard he plays. He's going to zig and zag around. We got to understand that. We got to get our pads underneath his pads and do a great job against him. You don't want to get into a drop-back passing game with J.J. Watt on the other side of the football.
Let's break out the Telestrator and take a look at some video from week one.
All right, I started with the defense here. Again, this starts out early in the football game, the first series. We kind of get the jet sweep action. It's later out. We got the jet sweep in the game. Our guys did a fine job playing it. We got a lot of some new guys, young guys. But Kevin Minner here, I thought, played a good football game. We got Nick Vigil there on the backside. But this is a nice job at the point of attack here by Gino, by Carlos, collapsing the whole side. And the two linebackers are free to go to the football. So it's a nice job there. Now, they ended up with 40-some rushes. And the longest run of the day was the play before halftime when we're in a prevent nickel defense. to prevent them from having an opportunity to get the ball down the field. So for the most part, did a nice job in the running game. I think they had one other 10-yard gain where we didn't fit the run right. So again, good job here, guys. Nice job, Nick Vigil at the point, Vinny Ray, Kevin Minner. So you got all three linebackers involved in the play there. It's a good job there. Now flipping it over to our offense and our own run game. Again, we'll look at this from behind, but you can see a nice job. They move the front. Nice job here where we're able to create the surge and put Jeremy right up in between it, which is what you want to have happen. A nice job there and run the ball vertically up the field. You know, those are good things to cut the defense like that. We got to continue to do that. Here's a nice job here of, again, got coverage here, coming here, and again, able to throw the football into that hole there by Andy. I put this on here again. It just shows Joe Mixon, his athleticism, athletic ability. Great job here getting the first down, you know, on the ball, getting checked out to him. We don't get the protection quite right. They jump inside. Good, you know, and so Andy's have to get rid of the football. He's able to get rid of it to Joe for a nice gain here.
Coach, best of luck.
All right, thank you.